This is VOA News via remote. India has recorded over 368,000 new coronavirus cases and over 3,000 deaths in one day. Johns Hopkins University put the total death toll at just over 218,000. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The latest figures come as 13 politicians have urged the government to act now by launching a free vaccination drive and provide an uninterrupted flow of oxygen to all hospitals. In New Delhi, many hospital authorities push for legal proceedings over oxygen supplies as the local lockdown has been extended by another week to contain the spread. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government has been severely criticised over the handling of the surge, which has pushed India's already fragile and underfunded health system to the brink. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says starting Tuesday, the U.S. will stop incoming flights from India. The U.S. has dispatched two Air Force transport planes carrying oxygen cylinders, N95 masks, and rapid diagnostic tests, the first of several planned shipments. Taiwan says it has sent much-needed oxygen supplies as well. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in London to meet with his counterparts from G7 nations. The coronavirus pandemic, Russia and China among likely agenda items during 3 days of formal meetings and side discussions. As South Korean Foreign Minister Chung Yi-yong met with Blinken Monday, he said he was, quote, grateful to have this opportunity to have an in-depth discussion with the U.S. after the conclusion of your policy review toward North Korea. You can read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and Iran are in active talks over the release of prisoners, according to a person familiar with discussions, despite denials. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Iran State TV made the claim Sunday, which was swiftly shot down by U.S. officials. But a person with knowledge of the discussions not authorized to comment said talks are active with go-betweens passing messages. The deal, according to Iran TV, is for the release of four U.S. citizens, which they call spies, in exchange for $7 billion and the release of Iranians held here. President Biden's chief of staff said yesterday, unfortunately, the report is not true, but they are working to get them home. Iran TV is also reporting a separate deal is in the works with the UK for just over $500,000 for one of their citizens being held. I'm Julie Walker.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says there are growing differences with China over its human rights record. But she said in a speech Monday to the China Business Summit in Auckland, those differences will not ultimately define Wellington's relationship with its largest trading partner. Prime Minister Ardern said it has not escaped anyone's attention that as Beijing's role in the world evolves, quote, the differences between our systems and the interests and values that shape those systems are becoming harder to reconcile. The prime minister said her government has raised grave concerns with China over its treatment of ethnic Muslim Uyghurs in Xinjiang province and its tightening grip on semi-autonomous Hong Kong. Moderna and vaccine promoter Gavi have announced a deal where the pharmaceutical company will provide up to 500 million coronavirus vaccine doses for the UN-backed program. The vaccines will then ship to needy people in low- and middle-income countries by the end of 2022. The advance purchase agreement comes just days after the World Health Organization, after weeks of delays, announced emergency approval for the Moderna vaccine that will pave the way for its rollout in the UN-backed COVAX program. However, deliveries are not set to begin until the fourth quarter of this year, and the vast majority of those doses in the deal, 466 million, are planned for next year. Foreign ministries of the G7 rich countries gathering in London Monday for their first in-person meeting since the COVID-19 pandemic began, with British host Dominic Raab opening with talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The week is billed by Britain, which holds the group's rotating presidency via remote. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
And more.